up, B? I am so excited to chat with you today. It's been a while.
Yeah.
A week.
It's been a whole week. It's been a whole week. No, I'm good. How have you been? It's been cold. I'm cold.
Yeah, you're on location right now. You're not in your studio. You've got the vest on, which the life preserver. You want to make sure you don't drown.
Yeah, yeah.
In this week, I have gotten a coffee enema. I made sure to get one when we hung up.
You're lying.
Yes, I've.
Oh
would not
my do. Gosh.
I put Starbucks right up in there. I'm still thrown at that whole conversation. It is what it is. But yeah.
I have more questions now than I knew to have before.
Should we get...
Does it matter if it's caffeinated? That's got to make a difference.
I feel like the caffeine would really, like, energize me if I was injected with coffee.
Injected.
Yeah, injected. But, you know, I brought this up with a friend.
Okay.
About our conversation. And I know our listeners are probably like, this is so par for the course with work advice. He told me that you can die. People funnel alcohol up in there because it gets you drunk immediately. Like, it's so sensitive that it makes you drunk.
Like
yes.
The absorption. Like, it absorbs. It absorbs quicker.
Yes, faster. So,
that's
he
totally
said,
like a frat party move, right? I mean, who else is
yeah.
doing that?
Or a weekend at my house. I'm kidding. That's a joke. But... Yeah, I guess you funnel it in. He said when you funnel it there, alcohol, it can kill you. But people like the initial high of it.
That's bad.
It is. It's really bad. And this has nothing to do with Frank and Paula and their Disney love.
Death by enema.
Death by enema. That should be a name of a TV show, Death by Enema.
For sure.
Should we get the people on that show that do the coffee enemas and see if they're still alive?
Well, probably if they're on the show, they're still alive.
Well, I mean, that show was a long time ago, B. I mean, they could be dead by now. You never know.
Yeah, but maybe their thing was coffee, and theirs was more of like a cleanse. I don't think there were ulterior motives, but there was like an obsession with it, too, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, I have a story I'll tell off air that I won't tell on air, but I'll let you know when we...
You can't say that.
Huh?
You can't say that.
Okay. I was talking to a friend.
Okay.
And he told me that there was someone he knew who went on a trip with the ladies. It was a girl's trip. And
a dude went on a girl's trip
no.
Girl? Okay.
He was telling me that there was a girl. He wouldn't tell me who.
Okay.
And I'm glad he didn't. But there was a girl that went on a girl's trip.
Okay.
And the said girl wanted to do a lemon cleanse. Lemon
yeah.
enema.
Oh,
an enema. And ended up doing it, but shooting a lemon seed across the room.
No.
100%.
No. That he said,
yeah. And so... I was like, please tell me that was Courtney. Please tell me that was Courtney. Who
that's
works with
solid.
Me?
No, that's but fake news. That's fake news.
That's he said real, 100% real, shot the lemon seed across the room. Now, my question is, why do you choose a girl's trip? Like, I'm not going on a trip with your husband and a couple of our buddies, and we're there, and I'm like, this is the time
I
want to try an enema.
Okay, first of all, maybe that's a normal thing for her, and she just wants to stay in her routine.
Oh, gosh. I guess.
Second of all, sometimes when you try new things, you need your people, right? So it could have been like, oh, there's this new health fad, which lemon cleanses are a health thing. I've never heard of lemon cleanse enema, though. I've never heard of that.
We need to figure that out.
We don't need that. We don't need that.
We don't need it.
Lemon cleanse. Here's an interesting thing. The lemon cleanse that you're supposed to do that's for like gut health and weight loss and inflammation mm-hmm. and all that, it's lemon juice, cayenne pepper, and maple syrup. Is that the same thing that she enemaed?
I need to find out. I got to do, we need an enema expert to work for work advice so we can find out the enema questions.
This is terrible.
Yeah, it is. But, hey, if you can shoot a lemon seed across the room from your rear, that's pretty amazing. I'm just saying.
What is that rank as, like, Brad's cool friends and their cool tricks? Where is that rank?
Is that a power move? First off, you're like, watch this.
That's an accidental, embarrassing situation.
Yeah. I feel that's like, almost, is that
no,
worse than the accident?
That's not even, it can't be real. It can't be real. If you're doing the lemon enema situation, you're not just like chilling in the living room. Like that, you're in a safe bathroom space near a toilet, number one.
Maybe she's with her friends doing it. Maybe they're watching her do the enema.
No, this is not a thing. This is not, you're wrong.
It does sound like fake news.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. But
I think it was like, I heard about this situation and she said and he said, and I think that's what it is.
If this is true.
Okay.
Shooting a lemon seed across the room.
Yes.
Is that as embarrassing as the accidental toot? Or is that worse? I think it's worse.
It's all terrible. I don't know. I feel like, yeah, I don't know. Because there's some intentionality with it. Like, you're doing this on purpose, around people on purpose. So, like, come with me.
Anyway, we digress. Let's get to Frank and Paul. Yeah. Enough of the potty talk. I mean, I know we're known for that here at Work Advice, and we'll continue the tradition eventually. But Disney World... I have never met two people in my life more excited about Disney World than Frank and Paula. And that's a compliment, not an insult. Like, they bring it.
Know. They know their stuff. Like, you can tell they know it inside, outside, upside down.
Do you think they could walk that park blindly and know where things are?
Without the people, yes.
Oh, yeah, like if it was just them. She's actually got something I noticed on her story. Recently, like for every second, oh my gosh, she'll have to help me. She's gonna, for every like on her video, she's gonna spend a second at Disney.
But she goes all the time. What do you mean? I don't understand.
I think it's like if she gets like 39,000 likes. And she's going to spend 39,000 seconds at Disney, which equates to, what does that equate to?
I was going to say, math that.
I'm mathing it right now.
Well, they have like a million. What's a million seconds? Because they have like a million likes on, oh wait, no, that was somebody else. Was that somebody else?
That's 650 hours.
No, it's not.
39,000 seconds is 650 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. 650 hours.
That's like
10
hours or something. What is that? 650
minutes. I don't know. How do you? 24 hours in a day. There's 650 divided by 60. That's 10.83 hours.
That's nothing. That's one day.
No, but if she gets a million, if she gets a million seconds. I'm doing this divided by 60. That's 16,000 minutes divided by 60. That's 278 hours at Disney, which divided by 24 is 11.5 days.
24-hour days.
Yeah, I don't think that's possible. She can't get a million likes. I gotta research this.
Oh, she could easily get a million likes, but there's no way that she could spend. How many 24-hour days? Would you say 11?
11.5. So if she did 10 of the... So basically... Well, nope. She could. She could go 22 days.
24 hours a day.
But she could go... She could take that 11 to 22 and go 10-hour days.
12-hour days.
Or 12-hour days. Yeah. So...
Interesting.
That's a long time at Disney, though.
Oh, straight? No, she's not staying there that...
No. I don't know. And they don't fly. We learned that from the conversation. They do not fly because she had a a scare on an airplane, which I'm glad that she brought that up.
Yeah.
Because I did not know that. So she does not, she has a fear of flying, yeah, which is
common. That's common.
It is. Yeah. So they drive. Cause I was like, you need to stop, you know, in North Carolina. I offer this to everybody. Nobody's ever taken me up on this offer, B. I'm come like, you know, out. B's family, my family, we will hang out with you. We will cook you dinner, yeah, and we will fellowship together.
Yeah.
I want someone to go, you know what? I'm stopping in and yeah, I'm gonna hang out. And it's kind of like you signed the yearbook, B. Did you ever get the old yearbook signature and they're like, hey, let's hang out this summer. Call
yeah
me.
Yeah.
They don't really want you to call them, right? They're not
people that say that, no, they don't. That's just like a, if you need anything, let me know. Okay, well, I'm not gonna contact you. Yeah.
We should call a number from an old yearbook just to see if that person lives there or their home.
What's interesting is the concept of a yearbook at this point should be digital, right? I mean, that's basically what Facebook was originally, right? It was kind of like a college yearbook, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of funny that in all of the digital things that we have, our yearbook is still like a hardback, like photo in the book. That's funny.
Do you still have your yearbooks?
Yeah, oh yeah, you have to. You have to keep them until you die. It's like an unwritten rule.
I have them. I'm sitting right now on my chest that has all my yearbooks in it.
Okay, yeah.
We should do a whole episode or at least a bit where we read yearbook notes.
Oh man, no, mine were bad. No,
mine were stupid. Like they were crazy. But it's funny what kids write at that age. And at our in our kids' school, we got to pay for that yearbook regardless, right? There's no we can't opt out of the yearbook purchase.
And yearbooks are expensive, man.
They are. Yeah, we should start a yearbook business where we were like, you know what? We'll create your yearbook cheaper than
digitally. It should be digital.
Yeah, because but there's something about holding that book, right?
Yeah. Oh, and no, I love it. I just think it's funny that all the things that we have now that are digital, yearbooks aren't. I mean,
yeah, that is crazy. My first yearbook was when I was in kindergarten, and I went through the yearbook and I circled all the hot chicks that I liked, their names.
Like, classic kindergarten move, Brad.
That's my move. Yeah, I was like, okay, I'm going to circle this.
Did you X the Uggos?
No, I didn't X the Uggos. I didn't go on the photo. I don't like defacing a photo.
My boys X the Uggos.
They X the Uggos?
It's terrible.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, don't color on somebody's face. Because then they were like mustaching the girls. And I'm like, you can't. You cannot color on. I paid $1 million for this. You're not Xing someone's face. Because in 20 years, I want to know who that is.
Do you think we were ever X'd as Uggos in yearbooks? Because I have a fear now that there was girls X'ing me, an Uggo, in the yearbook.
Funny. I don't know if girls do it. Girls are smarter than that. Boys are just dumb.
My photos, I used to have a rank. Oh man, this is going to make me sound bad. In junior high, I had a ranking, like hottest chick in junior high. I had like the top 100 girls. If I would try to figure it out, like this one's the hottest. And then down, down, so down. Yeah. And I knew the hottest was unattainable.
If they got braces, did you have to move them down like on the list?
No, braces didn't bother me. Like that doesn't take away from the hotness back in the day. Like there were some girls. There was one girl that I just thought was amazing. But I knew she was unattainable. Like she would never like me.
That's funny.
And then she married me. So hey.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm just kidding.
That was good.
That was a good one, though. I don't see if anybody's listening.
That was pretty good. You got me.
Okay, if there was a Disney yearbook.
Okay.
Mickey
with, like,
would be.
The characters? Oh, yeah, yes. Okay.
Mickey would be, like, valedictorian, right?
No. Mickey's old news. I think people are, like, past it.
Oh, really? Mickey's okay. Not the.
Maybe I should start with this. Maybe I should preface everything I'm going to say. And this is terrible, and I apologize for whoever this offends. I don't like Disney. I don't get the draw. And maybe because, here we go, another admittance. I've never been to the parks.
You've never been to Disney World?
No. Have you?
Ever.
Have you?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so as a kid, we would go every other year.
Oh, why? It seems like torture. You go and it's a million degrees because it's Florida. Then there's a million people around you. Everybody smells bad because you're outside sweating. You stand in line for 100 years to sit your butt in a sweaty roller coaster seat that a million other people have been on.
Definitely farted in.
You ride for 30, 60 seconds, whatever. It's over. And then you do it all again? No.
Okay, so here's what we need to do. Because Frank and Paula want to come back on the podcast. We should have Frank and Paula. We should do a Disney town hall. You, me, Frank, Paula. And they try.
They feel terrible because they're all about it. And like, honestly, they are like top tier at what they do. Like, that's what I'm saying. They know all the things. But like, it's not my thing. So like, I would feel terrible.
No, we bring them on to try to convince you that Disney is amazing. You just got to have an open mind.
I even deleted Disney Plus because I'm like, see? Because I'm like,
I still have Disney Plus.
I don't get all the stuff. Like, we watch a movie, like a new one will come out. We'll watch it. What's the, my kids liked Elemental. So it came out like, I don't know, years ago. And it was like one of the more recent ones. My kids were like, that was so good. And I was like, do you want to watch it again? Nah. But people are like diehard. You're either like diehard Disney or you're nothing.
Yeah, it's like bowling, right? You're either you either love bowling, you're a diehard bowler, or you just go out there and have some fun. There's no in between. There's not like I'm practicing bowling. You're either in the league.
There are bowling leagues. People literally practice bowling.
Yeah, you're either in the bowling league or you're goofing off with your wife on a date. There's no like I take this. I'm not leaguing it, but it's not like golf where we go out there and we're trying to play good every time.
Yeah, but I'm just saying I don't even want anything to do with Disney.
Okay, but do you have Hulu?
What are the rules? What all can I say? I borrow.
Oh.
Winkers, I borrow. Because
Hulu's merging with Disney. Like, Disney Plus is now going to be, you're going to have to get it eventually. It's coming around.
No, but Disney owns, like, ESPN, Hulu. They own, like, a bunch of that stuff.
Yeah, and I chatted last night with Kristen Burt, who's a Hollywood insider, and she let me know that Paramount is in talks to merge with HBO, so now all of Paramount would be on HBO Max.
That'd be awesome because I have Max because I have HBO Max because I have AT&T and it comes with it.
It doesn't come with that for me anymore. It's like they discontinued. I'm having to pay for Max again. Yeah, and I said when they added Discovery to Max, it's like ruined it for me because now I see CNN stuff on there. I'm like, I just want to see HBO stuff.
No. Discovery has all kinds of stuff. No, it's good stuff.
It is, but I have Discovery Plus too.
Oh.
And I like that because there's stuff on Discovery Plus they don't put on Max.
Do you have cable?
No.
So how many streaming services do you pay for? And does it equate a cable bill?
It probably equates to cable bill because I pay for Paramount, Peacock, Max, Disney Plus, Hulu,
Netflix,
and Netflix,
Amazon Prime.
We steal that from my mom-in-law.
You don't pay for Amazon. You don't pay for Prime?
No.
That one's so expensive because you have to pay by the year.
We don't pay for that one. We watch it. We have Prime. But
yeah, that's a good one.
But Prime now is starting in a few months is going to have commercials on it. You're not even going to be able to watch it without a commercial. And they're not going down their prices.
Why?
So now when we're watching Reacher, commercials.
I don't know what that is.
Reacher's a good show. But yeah, and Discovery Plus. I feel like we have every streaming platform at my house. But I like it better than cable. I think it's better than cable. I said I feel like we have every streaming platform in my house.
Yeah.
But I still like it better than cable. I think cable's dying. I think cable will be gone when the 80-year-olds are dead.
Before then.
There's nobody our age getting cable at this point. Nobody. It's like the newspaper. It's going away.
Yeah. Yeah, let me fix my.
You look fine. You're fine.
I wonder what I'm looking at my computer. I wonder what the stats are
on cable. Oh, it's got to be bad. But while you're doing that, let's get back to Mickey's old news. I think Goofy would be class clown.
That might just be me. Like, I think if you talk to Disney people, they're like, Mickey is it, the king. Like, you don't. But I'm like, it. And then I saw a thing that, what's that one Mickey? It's like a something Mickey was like out on, I'm going to butcher this whole thing. What is it? One of the Mickey Mouse things is like out on the free market because every hundred.
Oh, Steamboat Willie. Steamboat Mickey.
That's a Mickey Mouse thing.
They're
right?
making a horror movie with that, with Mickey murdering, which is kind of funny.
So, and I don't understand that.
The public domain. So after 100 years, like he goes into public domain.
Is that specifically a Disney thing?
No, that's anything. After 100 years, the copyright expires, if I'm not mistaken.
Then, if Disney was on it, wouldn't they just like be ready to snatch it back up?
They can't. It's kind of like A Christmas Carol. It's like public domain at this point. Like anybody can make A Christmas Carol.
Oh.
Yeah, there's that's why like Winnie the Pooh is in public domain now. So like they had that Winnie the Pooh murder movie last year and Disney can't do anything about it. Disney's come out and said that that particular look of Mickey from 1924 is not the same kind of look that we see Mickey now, and they've trademarked that look. So they can't, anybody that tries to look like Mickey now will get, you know, sued. But in 100 years, they can use that Mickey. Yeah, they're going to be, but we'll be dead and gone by then, so we won't even know it. But when we would go to Disney every other year, sometimes every year, we would always want to see Mickey Mouse. And we never got to release. I don't think I've got one photo with Mickey. He was the hardest cat to catch at Disney Park.
It seems wild to me. There should be like 100 just floating around.
No, they don't have it. Have you seen that photo of... Have you seen that photo of the guy? There's a dude smoking outside the Disney Park in his Minnie Mouse suit. He's like an old bald dude and he plays Minnie Mouse. See, I don't think I could be a character at Disney. I feel like... It's weird. I don't want a bunch of kids coming up wanting their photo with me.
Yeah. I feel it's like weird. It's really hot in the costume.
Yeah. I want to get a cast member. They call them cast members. I want to get a cast member on the podcast because there's so many questions I want to ask them.
I grew up with a guy that when he graduated, he went to Disney and he was Pluto. Is that the yellow dog thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was him. For like a few years.
Really?
Yeah, for real.
When I graduated high school, I worked at Disney as a cast member. I was the prince from Snow White. So we would come out there, me and Snow White, and we would dance on the streets.
Okay, Brad.
But they had a cool parade at night. I think it's called the Electric Light Parade.
Every night.
It's okay. Every night. It would be every night. So we would go and we'd watch this electric light parade. And then at the top of the castle, Tinkerbell would like, a girl playing Tinkerbell would like slide down like she's flying away. It was really cool. It's a once in a lifetime thing. If you've never been, you should go. But I don't know about today. Like back in the 80s and 90s, they didn't have all this reserving your rides. And, you know, we talked about that with Frank and Paula. Like, it's hard to just like, if your family and my family were like, let's just go Disney today.
Yeah.
We'd be screwed because we wouldn't have any ride, like, we wouldn't have our names in the ride line. So we would just only get to ride rides that, you know.
Had
nobody in it. Or we'd spend all day hoping we could get on. We wouldn't have the fast pass. So, you know, it is what it is. But our school that our kids attend, they're... Seniors go to Disney World, which blows my mind.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's their senior trip.
Their senior trip. Like, I didn't get a senior trip in public school, but private school, they give senior trips.
My senior trip was a Caribbean cruise.
Oh my gosh. Did you go?
Yeah, absolutely I went.
Did you party?
Absolutely I party. So I went to like a small private school, just like the kids do, our kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, yeah, it was like our senior trip. You just knew, like, it was like a thing to look forward to. It was every year the seniors got to go on a cruise. We went on a cruise. It was just so fun. Like, imagine being on a cruise with like 30, 40 of your like best friends. It was fun.
I didn't have that many friends in school. I know you're going to.
Well, I mean, that's my graduating class was like 30 something people.
Yeah, because mine was like 400.
Right. My husband's was too. He went to.
I dreaded lunch period because I'd be like, who am I going to sit with?
Brad, no.
Yeah, I was backwards. Like, I was like, who am I going to sit with? And I would feel like alone. But it's funny. Like today, you watched me walk into Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
This morning, because I heard you through my earbuds. I enjoy it because I went in there by myself.
Yeah.
And just got to eat a breakfast by myself. If I was in school now, I wouldn't mind eating alone at lunchtime. I would just put my earbuds in.
And you would. It's that like adolescence, like being it. It's the whole thing, the rankings and all that. You would still mind because it would be, it's different than now. If, as an adult, like, yes, we want our quiet time. We want to be left alone. As a kid, like, if you're alone, you're a loser.
Oh, I hate that mentality because I would like to tell my son, hey, if you're alone, it's okay. You're still cool.
Yeah.
Like, don't worry about what Brad does in his rankings. Don't worry if a girl puts you as an uggo. You're still going to be cool, right?
Yeah.
And, okay, the single rides at any amusement park, I'm always sad for that. Like, I want to ride with somebody. But you got these singles that just come up and they just take the one spot. It's almost like going to a movie by yourself. I like it now as an adult, but I still like to share that experience with a friend because we can talk about it. Like, if I'm riding Space Mountain in the dark, I get off. I'm like, hey, Kristen, that was an awesome ride. I would have much rather her been beside me. It's the weird thing. Like, are you going to Disney to ride by yourself? I don't want to do that.
I don't know anyone that's just like, let me just pack my lunch. I'm going to Disney by myself today. Which, you can't take a lunch in there.
So you can't?
I guess that's another thing, too. Oh, I'm sure you can't. Is the financial aspect of it, right? Like, it costs a minute. I have a large family. There's seven of us in my house. It would cost a little penny to take all these people to the Disney.
I'm going to search. Like, I'm going to search in that. Keep talking.
Okay, so I just don't know that it would be worth it. Like, and that's terrible. My daughter went to Disney when she was Christmas, when she was, gosh, I'm trying to think how old she was. She was probably 9 or 10. She went to Disney and her aunt and uncle took her. They're super, super Disney people. They got engaged in Disney. They go a couple times a year. They have a son. He's already been a few times. And she came back and, you know, you have all these, if you've never gone, you have all these preconceived whatevers, right? About mm-hmm. you just don't know. She came back and she was like, Mom, I didn't even get to see a princess.
Like, well, I didn't get to see Mickey, so I kind of get it, right?
Yeah.
You want that. A family of four, two adults, two kids.
Okay.
For a week at Disney.
What do you mean for a week?
I think that
includes like lodging and everything, food? Because people that go, they stay in all these places and like you book your meals at this place and this place and this place has these characters and this place has those characters and you pay extra. And I feel like everything's just money.
Basically, for a family of five for 10 days, to include the merchandise, the Disney fees, the DVC membership, whatever that is.
10 vacation. Days? Why would you go for 10 days? That's a lot of days.
That's a lot of days. It is $12,000 for a family of five. So basically, let's half that, 5,000. Let's go 5,000 for 5 days. But let's add
12,000, so 6,000.
Let's add about 2,000 more for 2 more kids. So you're up to about seven to eight grand for your Disney vacay for 5 days. And Frank and Paula talked about the how the prices is gonna keep people from getting to experience the joy of Disney.
Yeah.
Because I pitched a plan to them that I have pitched to a lot of people and nobody ever listens.
What is it?
Disney, it's $25 just to park your car at Disney, which is crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So if you go 4 days at Disney, that's $100 just to park your car. I would Uber there. But the Ubers are smart because they'll charge you more because they know you're going to Disney. They're going to get you either way.
Yeah.
So my thing is just add an extra $5. Or $8 to the fee to the ticket price, because you're gonna buy 4 tickets most likely. You're gonna have 4 tickets to Disney. Well, now you're getting $32 extra. That's more than what I would pay to park my car.
Yeah,
and it's free parking. Think about it. Now Disney can promote, we have free parking at all our parks. Now they've gone up $8.
Yeah. But with $8 when you're paying thousands of dollars, right?
Exactly. And you don't care about that. You see free. Right. And you're like, man, they don't even charge. You know, you go to Carowinds, you're paying $20 to park, right?
And our local.
Yeah. Or Six Flags over Georgia or, you know, wherever you're at. You listen to this. It's $20 to park.
Yeah.
Free. Imagine the pub Disney would get right now if they said, you know what? Free parking from here on out.
I don't know. I don't think parking is keeping people from going. If you're spending, if you're spending $8,000 on a trip, $25 a day is whatever. Just add it to the list.
I will say Disney has good food, and we talked about that with Frank and Paula. Yeah. They do have good food there. It's not crap food. So I will say they do offer up some great amenities and. You know, but at the end of the day, I pitched it to my son. Hey, you want to go to, we'll take you to Disney World for a day. For 1 day.
Does he want to go?
Hold on. I said, we'll take you to Disney.
Okay.
Or we can go to Cancun and stay on a resort.
For real, though.
And he chose Cancun, and we went to Cancun for a week. He was like, I'd rather go to Cancun than go to Disney. Disney does not turn him into a wild. He does not care. And I think what's happening is these kids these days are playing more video games and they don't want to go out and do fun stuff. Like for me, Disney was fun as a kid. I loved it. I when I hear Frank and Paula talk about Disney, it takes me back to my childhood.
Yeah.
I can't afford to go now. I mean, I can't afford it. Like I'd have to work 4 jobs to be able to go to Disney and spend $12,000. And every day I would be thinking, this is costing me this much money today.
Yeah.
But with Frank and Paula, they get comp. So, cause they do a lot of promotions.
Right.
So for them,
a lot of people that I've found that go often have that kind of deal.
Okay. So we went 1 year, me and my sister, we were down there and, the folks wanted to do a timeshare to get us discount Disney. I don't know if I shared this on the podcast or not with them, but they were like, we're going to do a timeshare. So the people that were selling like, hey, we've got an arcade. Your kids are going to love it. Now, as a 10-year-old boy, 11-year-old, I'm like, oh, dude, arcade?
Yeah.
I'm thinking like arcade. They're like, you're going to love it. You'll be in the arcade while your parents are out looking at the timeshare. So we get there. They drop us off at the daycare center, basically, because it's a daycare center. And I'm like, where's this arcade? I'm thinking I'm going to be playing some, you know, Ninja Turtles and all this junk, right? They've got one Nintendo. Now, this is the Nintendo back then. This is the original 8-bit Nintendo.
Yeah, yes.
What I had.
We still have one.
What?
We still have one.
Yeah, the best one. It's the best one.
Yeah.
We had they had the Nintendo on a... like a 20-inch TV with about 60 kids in this room.
That was it?
One Nintendo, two controllers. That's their arcade.
That's rough.
So me and my sister just like looked at each other the whole time. We were like, well, this sucks. And when we got out.
Does Disney own Nintendo?
They no, but they will eventually. Disney will own this podcast before we're done. So when we got out, my folks were like, did y'all have fun? We're like, no, this sucked. It was terrible. They felt bad. So the money they got for going to this timeshare.
Yeah.
They took us to the store and said, you can pick out one toy. I'm like, oh my gosh. Now it had to be under like $15.
Yeah.
You know, that it's that one. It's that rule. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. So I still remember what I got, B. I got, and this, if I gave my son this gift, and if you gave your boys this gift, they would throw it in your face.
Yeah.
But I loved it. An Etch-A-Sketch.
That's awesome.
I loved it. In the car, I would just sit back there and I would Etch-A-Sketch draw on the way home.
How old is Etch-A-Sketch?
Oh my gosh. They make it in Ohio. It's made in Ohio. But I feel like if we handed Etch-A-Sketches to our kids today, they would slam it on the ground and say, I do not want a part of this, old man. Like, this is stupid.
Etch-A-Sketch is old. Simon. Do you remember the Simon where it's like the different colors? And
yes.
I got one of my kids one for Christmas.
Oh, did they like it?
Nah. They liked it for a minute. Then it kind of has sat around. Yeah.
I love old games. My sister and I would get travel games. Because, you know, back when we would travel, there was no phones. There was nothing. Yeah. So when we're driving to Orlando, it's a 10-hour drive in the car.
Yeah.
We got nothing to do. And I can't sleep in a car. I couldn't back then. I can now. So we would buy like the old travel trouble game, Yahtzee. And we'd sit back there in the van and we'd play it. And now if I gave that to Max and I said, I want you to play Travel Trouble, he would laugh at me hysterically.
He would be like, what are you talking about? Give me my phone.
Yeah. First thing he says in the car, Mom, let me have your phone. Like, that's his move. I came in last night. Him and Ropo, they're playing Fortnite on the phone. They on our TV, streaming it on our TV. I'm like,
playing with my son though? Because my son was playing Fortnite with somebody last night, and I was like, dude, you're not even allowed to have Fortnite.
Wait, if Max knew Brecken had Fortnite, he'd want to play with him, because Max, I think they're addicted. It's not a bad game. It's not gory. It's not bad.
It's like a shooting game, though. You can't just shoot people.
It's a shooting game, but it's not like Grand Theft Auto. Now, that's...
Why are you shooting people? What's the premise of the game?
It's like a war game. Like, you're just like... And you don't, like, see, like, the gore, like...
Oh, it's war?
Yeah, it's like you're trying to win. Like, you're going up against 99 other people around the world.
Yeah. Because his dad said, oh, it's fine. The game's fine. Just let him have it. And so now he has it. And I'm like, I don't really think the game's fine.
It's not bad. It's more annoying. I can't play it because I'm not good at it. I've tried. Like, and Max just laughs at me.
Okay.
He's like, oh, you suck. Oh, you suck. I hear that a lot. And bro, what are you doing? But, you know.
So
it's,
nice to you.
Yeah, he's so nice. I'm just put upon in this house. Yeah. But I would say if Max knew it, he would want to play because he loves playing with his friends. He had a friend come over yesterday, B. We're like, oh, he's upstairs playing. Friend goes upstairs for like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Comes downstairs. We're like, where are you going? You just got here. He's like, oh, I'm going to my house to play with Max.
On the thing.
Yes. Yes. Is that not crazy?
I hate everything. You know, our parents probably thought the same thing, like all this stuff, when we would just like watch TV, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, oh, I'm going to my house. I'm going to watch the show that you guys are watching here. Bye.
Yeah.
And our parents were probably like, are you kidding me? Where now we're like, can y'all just please watch TV? Stop playing video games.
We had a video game. I had a Sega Genesis and it was the first ever baseball game that talked. It was called Sports Talk Baseball.
That's
and
so funny.
This was the extent of the talking. You would hit a ground ball, and the announcer would go, ground ball, home run.
That's like Wii Sports?
Yeah, it's like that.
Foul ball.
home run. Like, they didn't, like, they wasn't like, so oh, we've got John Smoltz on the mound. He's about to deliver a curveball.
Yeah.
No. But it was amazing.
You know what my favorite thing is, though, about baseball now, and I think they had to do this to, like, get people in, is when the outfielders are wearing, like, the mic and the whole, like, setup while they're playing the game, in the middle of the game. They're, like, talking.
They do that?
You have to watch. Yes. It is so fun.
They're mic'd up during the game.
Yes. Having conversations with, like, who are the guys in the box that you see? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, my gosh. There's so little action that they can talk and have a conversation. Oh, my gosh.
You know baseball, though. Like,
it is boring.
It's you hit, you run, you wait. Like, that's it.
But your hubby loves baseball. That's his thing, man.
I told him last night that I was going to kill him. He's already talking about spring ball. So our kids, our boys, we have four boys. Our boys play spring ball. And he's like already, oh, I don't know about this and this kid and who's going to be pitcher and like all this stuff. I'm like, can you please stop? It is January. I don't want to hear about this. And he asked me my opinion, like, so what do you think about? I'm like, I don't even know who that kid is. Why would you ask me if they should pitch the game?
You're scouting the boys. That's funny.
Then he's asking about All-Stars because our boys usually make it to All-Stars. They're pretty good because their dad is obsessed. And anyway, they play all the time. So I'm like, he's trying to work all, we have a ton of summer plans. He's trying to work all of our summer plans around All-Stars. I'm going to kill him. And I told him.
Wow.
I'm going to kill him.
Well, I told my wife this morning, I said, B's husband wants Max to play baseball. And my wife was like, no, he doesn't like baseball. But he asked me, they said, why don't Max play with Brecken? I'm like, eh, he doesn't like it. And my wife was like, nah, I do not want to sit there and watch boring baseball all the time. She said, that's horrible. That's what she told me.
When your kid's in it, I'll tell you, it's not that bad. And Little League goes fast. Like, there's not a bunch of like, hey, let me get warmed up and in my right position and my hat thing and my ear thing. And they don't do all that crap. So it does go faster. But I will also tell you, you know my husband, and if Max isn't that good, he'll be on the bench. He'll ride the bench the whole season, and that's not fun. So don't make him play.
He's not playing. He's playing soccer. But
oh my gosh,
she did drop a bomb on me this morning. She was like, she said, and Max, when you play flag football, you need to learn to play for someone other than your father. Because
I've said that before.
She said, and when the next flag football season comes around, you're playing for someone. Your dad's not coaching. And I said, what? I said, I loved it. She said, are you wanting to be selfish because you want to do it? Or do you want to help your son grow so he can learn to play for other coaches? And when she put it that way, I'm like, well, I don't want to be selfish.
Yeah.
I said, that's my fun thing. Like, I love doing that. But she said, do you love it more than seeing your son grow and be a better player?
Man, that's a really good point.
But maybe you need to pitch that to your hubby and say,
yeah,
maybe, because it's going to be sad, but I'm kind of excited that I could sit on the other side and watch him play flag football.
You're gonna die.
I'm going to die inside.
Over there and like come out of your skin when like a play goes wrong or like whatever. It's not fun. That's not fun. But what you could do is my husband could coach Max and you could coach Brecken.
Ooh.
You guys could have two different teams.
That's actually a good idea.
That is a good idea. That'd be wild.
Let's talk about that off air. I don't think the people listening really care about our Little League plans.
We always get to like the most random stuff.
Yeah. People are like, okay. But let's bring this in for a landing. One, let's go back to our cameo game, because I love the cameo game. I did do some research into the cameo.
Okay.
I think you have to have like 20,000 followers to be on cameo.
20,000 followers on what, though? Does cameo own like Instagram or something?
No,
or
but you have to report it, and then they've got people that approve you. I think. Okay. I want to know what the can. I want to know what people are charging on Cameo and why.
Are Frank and Paula on Cameo?
They could be because they have over 20,000 followers. They have almost 40. Let's see, Cameo. I think we should start strictly booking people off Cameo because I'm fascinated. So funny.
What if, hold on. What if Frank and Paula can do voices and they can do Disney character voices and they do cameos in those voices?
I don't know if they can do that, though. That's not a bad...
Who owns the voice? That's super... No,
they are not on...
You can't do that.
They are not on Cameo. But I'm just going to pull a random Cameo person up.
Okay. Oh my gosh, I heard the worst story about Brad Pitt. Did you tell me that?
I told you that today.
I can't even get my life together. Pull up Brad Pitt. See if
he's not on there. He's not on this.
For real?
No, he's not. He's not calling. There's a Brad Pitt lookalike, an impersonator.
That doesn't matter.
And he is $180.
That's our highest one.
For fake Brad Pitt. Okay.
That's funny. Okay, let's... Who's like the highest or the most well-known celebrity on Cameo?
Well,
because you're saying like top tiers aren't going to be on there?
No.
Is Kim Kardashian on there?
No, she's not cameoing.
Man,
she's not.
Cameo's a joke?
Okay.
Terrible.
The girl from The Office, I just pulled her up. Jan.
Okay, Jan Levinson Gould. Okay.
Yes. I want you to take a guess. What do you think her price is?
$150.
What would you pay as, because you love The Office. You and your man love The Office.
Love The Office.
What would you pay for a personalized video and her videos average?
Oh, it's a video?
Her videos average 2 minutes and 12 seconds.
Okay. I'm going to stick to $150.
You would pay $150. She's Emmy nominated singer, songwriter, director, and dancer. Melora Hardin.
Yes.
Her fee is $499.
You're lying.
I am not lying.
$499.
Yes. Now, I want to see who the most expensive cameo is. That is mine. I want to see what the most expensive cameo is.
Okay.
I'm going 100, 100 plus.
Let's see.
I know our listeners are probably like, we really don't care about the cameo game, but I like that we're... Let's see. Most expensive cameo is... it's not...
Did you find something?
Hold on. I want to do... Five... Okay. It's coming up. Oh, there's one for a dollar. Oh man, a cameo for a dollar. I feel like that's more work than it's worth to do a dollar.
Okay, David Hasselhoff.
He's the most expensive?
I don't know. He's up there though. What's his thing?
Most expensive. Oh, the Hoff. Let's see. David Hasselhoff.
He's Baywatch, right? The OG Baywatch.
Oh my gosh, Debbie Dunning. I'm just outing her right now. This is bad. Debbie Dunning. I told you about the story. She's the Tool Time girl. The OG girl.
Yes, yes. Okay.
She's $125 on Cameo.
No.
And her video is 37 seconds. But when I tried to get her on Work Advice, they wanted like me to pay $500 to have her on. I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'm not paying. She ain't that important.
That's your thing, though. Your thing is like just down to earth people that want to like have conversations about like what they do, right?
Yeah. So,
like, it wouldn't even be like within your. Okay.
My wife would kill me. She would kill me if I did that.
Yeah.
The Hoff's average video length 35 seconds.
Okay.
$499.
That must be the. Is that the. Top?
No. Oh, it may be. Most. Okay. I'm typing most expensive cameo.
No.
If you're listening, if people are listening right now, and you've paid for a cameo, let us know. We would love to drop your cameo on the Work Advice feed. I think that would be hilarious. So if you have had a cameo, let us know. We want to see it. I want to see it. Who are the most expensive cameos? Here we go.
I'm like on the Googles.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Yes.
Is the most expensive cameo.
How much?
Hold on. I'm going to cameo because I'm reading an article, but I want to see if Bruce Jenner is still that much.
No, it's Caitlyn now.
Okay. Bruce, Caitlyn. Yeah. Okay. Average length, 26 seconds.
Okay.
That's not a very long message.
And these are just, it's voice, right? This is not video.
No, this is video. You get to see Caitlyn.
Video. Okay.
I'm going to show you. Look at there. There's Caitlyn.
Okay, there she is. Okay.
Okay. The price. hold on. I want to do this really fast while we do this.
It's got to be $4.99, right?
The price. Hold on. Can you hear this? Hold on. Let's see. It's not. Anytime I want to call up something, it never calls up. I don't understand it. Anyway, let me try one more time. Then I'm going to kill this. I'm going to kill it. It's not going to work. Okay. The price for Caitlyn Jenner is $2,500.
What?
Yes. $2,500. 74 years old.
What if it was advertised like, hey, 23 seconds with Caitlyn Jenner, $2,500.
Well, think about it. If you get 26 seconds for 25, what does that equate to? That's almost like...
That's $100 a second.
$100 a second.
Yeah.
That just kills my soul. It's a lot of money. You gotta be just having like, you know, a bunch of I don't care money. Yeah, you can just blow it. Like, we can't do that. We're talking about trying to cheap out at Disney.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're watching, how can they find us, B?
On the Instagram. Or where?
I think we lost you there. You kind of went away. You hear that? Something's going on with B. I think she's ready to clock out, man. I will close this out because I can't. You can find us on the Instagram. You can slide into the old DMs. Is that her? I hear something. I think she's picked the phone up. She's gone. Okay, you can find us on the DMs, slide in our DMs, Work Advice for me. You can follow our show. Please like and subscribe. More followers, the better. For my lovely co-host B, my name is Brad. We will see you next time on the Work Advice for Me recap. Thank you, Paula and Frank. Please get on Cameo. Talk to you later.